A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to another Arse Blog Arsecast. Coming up on this show, your thoughts about Mikhail Silvestre. In there as well, the man in the bar with the player history and the usual bits and pieces. All to come, stay tuned. Hello and welcome to another Arse Blog Arsecast on arseblog.oleole.com. The new season has begun. 3 points are in the bag, but there's plenty to talk about. We discuss the signing that's got everybody talking. We'll get some of your reactions on that as well. That's the signing of Mikhail Silvestre from Manchester United. We'll be looking back on the West Brom game, that's it, and looking ahead to the Fulham game. And we'll have the man in the bar, we've got some news, and we'll have a contribution from Silvestre himself. He'll be along later on the show. So, to kick off, 3 points against West Brom at the weekend, and you can't really ask for more from a start to the season. Perhaps the performance might have been a bit better, but let's not be picky. We were missing some players, our squad is weak and light, as we know. So let's look on the positive side of things, and one of the most positive things from last weekend was Samir Nasri. A very, very good debut, a goal after just 4 minutes, which is fantastic. That won't be something that dwells on his mind or becomes a cross for him to bear, the fact that he hasn't scored yet. While I don't want to get too carried away with the hype, because I think that's something that ruins football at the moment. A guy has one or two or three good games, and all of a sudden he's the best player in the world, and long-term you discover, you know, he's actually a bit crap. But Nasri looked very, very good, I thought. Good on the ball, likes to have a shot at goal. And while I think, it's wrong to make comparisons with Robert Pires or Mark Overmars, he's certainly more Piresy and Overmarsy than he is Klebby, which I think we can all agree is quite an improvement. Emmanuel Eboué started in central midfield, and if there was ever proof that we are short in that area of the pitch, it's the fact that Emmanuel Eboué started in there. Now, fair play to him. He did well. He had a reasonable game. He didn't get involved in too much histrionics. But let's face it, Eboué is a right-back playing out of position at right midfield. So he's an out-of-position right midfielder playing more out of position in central midfield. And really, for a club like Arsenal who want to win things, having Emmanuel Eboué as your central midfielder is not the solution, not the best way to go about it. So well done to Eboué for his performance against West Brom, but long term, he can't stay there. It just cannot happen. A clean sheet? We had a clean sheet. We can't argue with that. We had some shots on goal. An issue with Adi Bayor? Tried a little bit too hard, I suppose, to get himself on the score sheet, and at one point, having ignored Samir Nasri, who was in a very good position to shoot from the edge of the box, decided to do his little tricky bits, and the tricky bits didn't come off, and he got booed by a section of the crowd. And I don't think the booing, as I've said in the blog during the week, I don't think the booing was anything to do with the missing the chance or not passing to Nasri. It was just accumulation of things. The behaviour over the summer, the first home game of the season, the people that weren't there during the Emirates tournament, who decided to tell Adi Bayor what they thought of him or what they thought of the way he behaved. And, you know, while long-term booing a guy is not going to do much for his confidence or the team, I don't think it's unfair for fans who have been led up and down a garden path all summer long to let a guy know who's about to sign a brand new deal and earn more money that they didn't approve of what he did. So from that point of view, I've really got no issue with Adebayor getting a few boos on Saturday once it's over and done with now. The point has been made, and now it's down to Adebayor to, you know, show that he's worth the new contract that we've given him, that he's worth the wage increase that we've given him, etc., etc., etc. So the hard work and the pressure is all on Adebayor now. So hopefully he can do what he did last season and score 30 goals. I have my doubts, unfortunately. But if he doesn't, well, then hopefully Bentner can get a few, and Van Persie can step up and get a few if he doesn't, you know, get injured for months and months at a time. What am I saying? What am I saying? I mean, it's inevitable, isn't it? Van Persie will get injured at some stage. I mean, if you're going to put money on it now, I bet you get really long odds with Paddy Power or one of these guys for Van Persie not to be injured during the course of the season for more than, you know, a month or even a week or two at a time. I must check that out. I wonder, would you get some odds on that? Perhaps putting some money on him would jinx it, reverse jinx it, or one of those things, and then he would stay fit. Because if he stays fit, he's a fantastic footballer. But, you see, a bit like Diaby or Rosicki. And speaking of injury-prone players, the rumours emerged on a Tuesday night about us signing Mikhail Silvestre from Manchester United. And I went, oh, what have they done this? They must be so bored. They're making up stupid rumours. And Mikhail Silvestre from Manchester, what would we sign him for? But sure enough, we did sign him. And even though everybody's been saying we want an experienced defender in the squad, this isn't quite what we were looking for. And the reaction in general has been, oh, Silvestre. And I think, having had a couple of days to think about it, that a lot of the reaction is down to the fact that we're all dying for new signings, right? We're all really excited, and a new signing is something that we should be able to jump up and down and go, yeah, we signed a player. I can't believe it. Arsene Wenger bought somebody. It's amazing. We went out and we spent some money on a player. It's brilliant. No, it's Mikhail Silvestre. How can you get excited about it? Because of his association with Manchester United, we've had our run-ins with him in the past, and he's been somebody that, you know, I've never been particularly fond of. So your first reaction is, oh God, not this cunt. And then you're like, well, I should be enjoying this because it's a signing. I should enjoy this. And you feel slightly cheated. You're being cheated out of the enjoyment of a signing because we've just signed a cunt. Somebody that headbutted Freddie Ljungberg. Somebody that said we needed to learn humility and slagged us off for daring to suggest we might go through a season unbeaten. The very season before, we went through a season unbeaten. Stick that up your hole, I remember thinking at the time. So trying to get your head around signing somebody like that is not particularly easy. You can look at it, you know, if you can look at it with your head, you think, experienced defender, decent backup for Clichy, sends Traore out on loan to get the experience that he definitely needs. Can also play at centre-half. Has been around the block. Has been in teams that have won things. No settling in. So those are the things your head is telling you. The other things that your head are telling you is that, well, maybe Alex Ferguson wouldn't have let him go to Arsenal if he was, you know, still any good. You don't strengthen your rivals. We wouldn't do it by selling them a player that would make them better. Why would they do the same for us? So that's that thing. And then there's the other thing that really I never really thought he was that much good. Always thought he was a bit, you know, average. And there are those that would say, well, maybe he's a bit better than what we've got at the moment. Well, I'm not sure that he really is, to be honest. He's more experienced. He's more open-mouthed. But I'm not sure he's that much better than what we've got. And the other part here is going, well, if we really, really wanted to bring in a centre-half, why didn't we go out and get a good one, a really good one? Someone like a Vidic or an Agger. Martin Larrison from Villa. Someone like that. So if we're sort of half addressing the problem, it's just, you know, scratching around in the bargain bins again, as I said on the blog. So that's the head part of you talking. The heart part of you goes, oh, this guy that I've not liked for years and years and years, is now going to be wearing an Arsenal shirt. And, you know, there is that thing when you're an Arsenal fan or you're a fan of any football club. Stick John Wayne Gacy in an Arsenal shirt and, yeah, well, he's not a bad bloke, really, is he? I know he does that whole thing with clowns and killing kids and, you know, all that, but, you know, really. But this is, it's difficult. It is difficult to bring a guy from a team that you've been rivals with for years, that you've had your run-ins with, that you've disliked, and all of a sudden he puts on an Arsenal shirt and you're like, yeah. It is underwhelming. Underwhelming. However, it could turn out to be a very good signing. Or we might have just signed ourselves a pasted, fish-faced, mankered-heart cunt. Those are the things that will make themselves clear over the course of the season. Now, I asked you on the blog to phone up. The Arsecast hotline was hopping today, or yesterday rather, with your calls about the Sylvester signing. Some of them, I haven't used all of them because there were so many. Some of them I haven't been able to use because the quality on them wasn't great, and those were people generally using Skype to call Skype, and quality was pretty bad. So sorry for those guys, particularly foreign guys, a couple from Pakistan and Nigeria. It was just impossible to hear what you were saying when I recorded them, so apologies for that. But here's what some of you have been saying about Sylvester.
Right. This is a player from Manchester United, and the initial reaction will be that of disdain, that of anger. Why would we get a player that doesn't, that's not wanted by Manchester United? But to be very honest with you, I think you would benefit from Sylvester coming to Arsenal. Why? Because half bread is better than none. You're better having half a bread than having none. And if this guy was a 0.75 million guy coming from Bosnia, a lot of people will be more angrier than they are now. So I think we should just accept him.
Well, the signing of Mikel Sylvester is pretty underwhelming, but I think he can do a job for us, maybe something similar to like Grimondi did for us a few years back. And also, I think the fact that Man City and Sunderland were interested in him, both run by two former Man United players, also is quite encouraging.
It's Gigi. Sylvester signing, it's laughable, and it seems like we're digging the bottom of the barrel for a defender, whereas, in my opinion, Wenger should have sought out a defensive midfielder and a central midfielder in the January sales. He should have been looking up who was coming up for contracts and done exactly what AC Milan done to us with Flamini. I'm sorry, I hope we prove wrong, but I don't think this is the answer to our problems.
This is the most ridiculous signing from Wenger I've ever heard. Sylvester is probably fifth choice behind Vidic, Ferdinand, O'Shea, and Wes Brown for the centre-half slot. He was never that good, even when he was free from injury. He was always being castigated by the United fans for being their weak link. He looked hopeless for France. What are we doing? What is wrong with Wenger? He's lost the plot. This is the most ridiculous signing ever. Would we have sold Gilberto Silva to United last year? That's the equivalent. Nonsense. Had enough. Wenger out.
Well, I do not think that the Sylvester signing is a wonderful acquisition, but we sure do need a defender. And that's exactly what Arsene Wenger has done. This is Toby from Nigeria. Bye-bye.
Hello, Ars Blogger. This is Andy Murray from London with regards to the Sylvester signing. Never know what it's going to turn out like. But what I can't get out of my head is what's happened to Arsene Wenger's over-30s rule and two-year contracts. Didn't we let Messiah Perez go because he was over 30 and wanted 2 years? Just very strange. This is not anything to do with how Sylvester will play, but what's happened to the Wenger rules on the over 30s? Surely we could have done with Perez for another couple of years. Anyway, onwards and upwards. All the best.
My name's Frank. Arsenal season to get older. I'd just like to talk about the Sylvester signing. Even though I can understand the logic behind signing an experienced player, the thing that really gets to me is that we've offered him, a 31-year-old, a two-year contract. Yet, 3 years ago, we let Robert Perez go. He's 30, and he wanted a two-year contract, and we offered him a one, and he went. So I can't understand the logic, because I thought Wenger's policy was not to give anyone over 30 a 2-year contract or anything over one. But there you go. Anyway, all the best. Bye.
Morning, blogs. It's Dave from London. I'm just calling about the Silvestre signing. It's all a bit weird, isn't it? I was hoping that maybe the first player to go between the two teams would be at least semi-decent, or maybe they could have a Bouet. That'd suit me.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a brand new year, and what better time to get going with that online store you've been thinking of? Those "I was there when Arsenal actually scored a goal" t-shirts would fly off the shelves right now. And to get yourself up and running, you need Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way through to the did we hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort with thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 a month trial period at shopify.com/arsblog, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/arsblog now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/arsblog.
Seems like a right back up, but he sent Giroud away again. I don't know what that kid's going to have to do to impress the boss. Funny business. Oh, and while I'm here, happy birthday to the Mug Smasher, as it's mine as well. Have a good day.
Yes, Harsh Blogger, this is Dave from Weymouth in Boston, Massachusetts, in the U.S. I'm just calling to say I think this is a fine little move, not a huge one, but we needed that defensive cover in case of injury, which we often get, and this is what it is. It's cheap, no big deal, and I think we're going to get a bit more business later on. Before the 31st, maybe a defensive midfielder. But I have no problem with this. It makes perfect sense to me.
It's Johnny calling here from London. Certainly a bizarre signing. Really not one I expected at all. I think you're a bit harsh on him in today's post. Never struck me as particularly annoying compared to some of the other Man United players. Obviously, Ruud van Nistelrooy and Cristiano Ronaldo, to name but two. So I don't think he'll have too much to do in terms of winning people over as long as he plays well. But it's certainly a very strange signing. And, well, I really don't know what the club's trying to achieve anymore. I hope you're well. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Yeah, I agree with you. My name's John. I agree with you. I think it's a very, very strange signing, and I don't really understand where it's come from, really. I think it displays a lack of ambition at the moment, and although I kind of, if somebody from outside the club argues about us being a feeder club, it's looking more and more like that. Where's the ambition? Where's the world-class striker? Where's the Vidic, as you say? Anyway, have a good day. Bye.
So there you go. Thank you for all your calls. Not exactly what you would call universal acclaim regarding this signing. There were a number of people who made the same point about giving Silvestre a 2-year deal at the age of 31. Even though when players get over 30, we offer them 1-year deals. I don't think you're going to get a player, whether you want him or not. Well, whether we want him or not, I don't think you're going to get a player by just offering him a 1-year deal. So I think in order to bring in the player, you're going to have to give him 2 years. A couple of people mentioned Pires and the fact that he was 30. Pires was 33 when he left the club. So I don't know that offering him a two-year deal at that time was really the right move for him, to be honest, or the right move for Arsenal. I think he left at the right time. I don't think I'd like to see Robert Pires dwindling, his powers waning in the Premier League. We got the very best of him. He can still do it in Spain because it's sort of slower paced, it's less physical. And if you do look at the stats, you see Pires very rarely completes 90 minutes for Villarreal. He might do 45, he might do 60 or 70 minutes, but more often than not, he's taken off during the games just to sort of rest his old legs. And I think Spain suits him, and I think it was the right time for him to move. But I do understand the point that people saying, well, you know, do you have this policy or you don't have this policy? Maybe it's that the policy isn't really quite right, offering players over 30 only a one-year deal. So and maybe he's amending that, but we'll see. So there you go. Nobody particularly excited about the signing of Mikhail Silvestre. Maybe the man in the bar can cheer us up.
Hello there, Splugger there, here again. I suppose you're looking for a bit of a player history, are you? Well, I have to say, this week I haven't really done too much research, you know. Normally I take these old stories off the top of my head. So full of information, I'm like a Bible. Not a Bible, what do you call them? Bibliotheque. A technical Bible. A library. That's what it is. But this week my brain is all befuddled and confused and full of woodworm. Which is unusual, given that all me brain's made out of brain stuff and not wood, but there you go. Imagine me brain is like a library kind of thing, and the books are in there, and the books are made of wood and not paper. And then you get a better idea of where me head is. You see, I'm just a bit disillusioned. You know, that old Mickey Sylvester fella signing for Arsenal, I hate him. When he played for Manchester United, I would enjoy nothing more than sitting in the bar mocking him at every available opportunity. Ha ha ha, I'd say, look, there's old Sylvester standing up. Look, he can't even do that well. Ha ha ha, look at the way he's taking a throw in. Ha ha ha, look at him trying to defend. Ha ha ha, look at his great big Mekon head. Now all of a sudden he's an Arsenal player. I mean, that fucks with a man's head, you know. I mean, really, what am I supposed to do with all that? Then there was the whole Eboué and central midfield thing going on there last weekend, and while I appreciate the fella did a good job for us, it's still Eboué in central midfield. I don't know what's going on at all, you know. I suppose maybe I could try player history, couldn't I? Ian Wright, there's a fella. Joined Arsenal from Crystal Palace. Scored a whole load of goals for us, so he did. Got sent off a few times. Held the record until Thierry Henry broke it. Then he left. Went into the media. And now he's a cunt. The world is full of cunts. Used to be they were cunts after they left your team. It's unusual getting the cunts pre-made, so to speak. Bringing us right back again to old Mickey Sylvester. Tell you one thing, though. Can't fucking wait for the day when I'm doing his player history. It's true.
So, thank you very much to the man in the bar, and I'm sure he'll be back on next week's Arscast with a more detailed player history. Maybe just like the rest of us, he's just all a bit in the air. All a bit shook up. In a, not an Elvis style. Did you hear that? Boing! This is a piece of metal that I found on my desk. I don't know where it came from. It wasn't here when I left. Because I recorded the first part of this earlier, and then we went out for dinner because it was Mug Smasher's birthday, and now there's a perfectly round piece of metal on my desk. Listen to it. What could it be? I wonder who could have left it there, because nobody has been in here. It's unlikely that aliens came down and broke into my office and left this round piece of metal. Unless it's got some kind of nefarious purpose. But I doubt it. But I've never seen it before, so how did it get in here? It's all a bit confusing. Fantasy football, if you fancy it, the Arsblog League on oleole.com is Arsblog Prem, Arsblog P-R-E-M, and the password is Arsblog. It's an English Premier League league. I know there have been some issues with regards to the amount of teams that are on display. I'm so bad at this that my team isn't in the amount of teams that are displayed in the Arsblog Mini League, but all those problems are going to be solved, and you can see just how bad I am at fantasy football. I've already given up, you know. I just don't care. Transfers this and who's injured. I don't care. I've got enough to worry about with Arsenal every week. I don't give a shit about some guy playing for fucking Everton or Blackburn who's injured so I can transfer him out for some other fucking cunt. I don't care. So the chances of me winning the Arsblog League are very, very slim indeed. That makes your chance even greater. So that's why you should join. It's oleole.com/fantasy football. And the Arsblog League is an English Premier League league. It's Arsblog Prem, Arsblog P-R-E-M. And the password is Arsblog. Now, as I promised you, we would have a contribution from our latest signing. And, well, here he is.
Oh, hello. I did not see you there. It is me, new Arsenal signing Sylvester. I know that many of you are probably not too happy with me joining the Gunners. What with me being a fish-faced, open-mouth cunt from Manchester United. But this is football. You're going to have to get used to it, sweeties. I'm here to stay, and I'm wearing 18, as well as a very sexy thong. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to fong. Oh, baby. Do you wanna fong? Won't you tell me now? If you wanna fong, let me show you how. Do you wanna fong with me? Do you wanna fong with me?
So there you go, that's Sylvester. If you can't make anything from the footballer, you might as well make the best comedy you can from his name. Looking ahead to the game coming up this weekend against Fulham, surprisingly, Sylvester might not be involved. Arsene Wenger said, I'm not sure, he has a little muscular problem. Start as you mean to go on there. Alex Song is back. Which is, I don't know what to make of Song. I don't really think he's that good of a footballer. But I'm glad he's back. So I think that probably says more about our squad in general. You're glad Alex Song is back, so you won't have to play Aboué in central midfield. But, not to worry. Samir Nasri could be back, and Arsene Wenger, the old sly fox that he is talking about bringing in one more player. He says, I can surprise you sometimes as I got in one player who you did not expect. That's Sylvester, and there might still be one more player coming in. People asked him about Gareth Barry, and he said, I believe that once somebody cannot play for you in Europe, it devalues the player for the season. It doesn't necessarily stop you from buying the player. And they're all talking about Gareth Barry. Gareth Barry this, Gareth Barry that. He's looking somewhere else. Gareth Barry is the perfect smokescreen for Arsene Wenger to bring in, perhaps, Xabi Alonso? Who can say? But it's good to know that he's still working on the midfield issue, because that really is where we need the signing. Now, before we finish, and it's nearly finished, bad news yesterday was that Arsenal legend Liam Brady was taken to hospital here in Dublin, Ireland. He's the assistant to Giovanni Trapattoni, of course, in the Ireland setup now. And on return from Norway after the 1-1 draw, he complained of feeling unwell and was brought to the coronary unit of Beaumont Hospital here in Dublin. And it appears that Liam has had a heart attack, which is awful. And I really do hope it's not too serious and that he gets well soon, because he is the greatest hero of all time for me, Liam Brady. I don't know quite how to explain it. Not somebody I ever saw play for Arsenal live, because I was too young and, well, I was actually living in England at the time, but, I never saw him play for Arsenal, you know, in person. But he was just, he was my hero, always my hero. I remember when he left for Juventus being so absolutely crushed as a small boy. I was crushed. I really was. I couldn't believe he would leave us. I can see why he did now. But back then, it was just heartbreaking stuff. But he's done such a good job with the youth setup at Arsenal, and I've met him a couple of times, and he's always been an absolute gentleman. And I'm sure he has all our best wishes and hopes for a speedy and full recovery. So good luck to you, Mr. Liam Brady. So that's really about it for this week. We've got Fulham tomorrow, as I said, team news. We don't have Sylvester, or we may have Sylvester. Song is back. Nasri should be in there. Colo should be there as well. So hopefully we can continue the good start to the season. It's a late kickoff. I think it's the 5:15 or 5:30 kickoff live on Setanta. So that's about it for this Arsecast. We'll chat to you on the next one and, of course, all next week on the blog. Until then, take it easy. Goodbye.
Arsenal Football Club yesterday announced the signing of Robbie Savage from Derby County. He's expected to slot into the half-back defensive midfield role alongside Cesc Fabregas. Fans may be unhappy, but chairman Peter Hillwood explains.
Bringing in Robbie Savage makes the signing of big old Sylvester look quite all right.
A book of condolences for the Arsenal we once knew and loved will be open at Highbury tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.